Hello and welcome to the Breast Cancer Now podcast. This is a series that shares the stories of women and men who have had breast cancer. It's also where you'll hear the voices of our nurses, researchers and experts who help to provide support for today and hope for the future to anyone affected by breast cancer. In this episode, you'll be hearing a recording from one of our Facebook Lives. Breast Cancer Now's Facebook Lives are a monthly informal chat about the experiences of people with breast cancer, alongside clinical information and questions from our Facebook audience.
And I'd just like to ask Tamsin, who does live with the condition. Tamsin, just about the history of your lymphedema and how you manage it from day to day and what you find or found that helped you along the way. So,
okay, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Addy. I've got lymphedema in both my arms. As you can see, I've got it in my right fingers, my hand and my arm. And I also have it in my trunk. And I also have it in my left arm as well. So I first developed lymphedema. It was about 2 months after I'd finished chemotherapy for a recurrence of my breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And it started with some puffiness in my right hand and fingers. Because I had not long finished my active treatment, I went along for a checkup with my surgeon and he noticed, he said, "Oh, Tamsin, I think you've got a bit of lymphedema in your hand there." And I was like, "Really? What does that mean?" And he said he would refer me to a lymphedema clinic. And I went away and for a short period of time, my hand was puffy. And then very suddenly and very quickly, I just ended up with really quite severe swelling in my hand and my fingers, and it kind of backed up all up my arm. It was really quite debilitating at first, and I was surprised how long I had to wait for an appointment. Yeah. And so that's how I developed lymphedema in my right hand and arm. And then a couple of years later, I developed lymphedema in my left arm. I've got it quite mildly in my left arm, mm-hmm. so I feel that's quite easy to manage. I just wear a sleeve, as you can see, and then a bit later on, I developed it in my sort of under my right arm.
Must have been pretty scary, actually, at the time, mustn't it?
I think that it's hard to describe the feelings, actually, because I think what you have to remember is that I was just coming out of my treatment for breast cancer. And I think there was a part of me that was just thought, you know, well, this isn't cancer.
Yeah.
This is a chronic condition. I can learn to live with it. But I think on the other hand, I don't think I really understood what lymphedema was. So some of the things that you said, Addy, you know, for example, that it's lifelong, that it isn't a cure, there isn't a cure for it. And some of the, you know, the risks around developing infection. So I don't think I really appreciated, what it would mean for me. And I think in a way I kind of had a delayed reaction to it because I felt, you know, like I said, on the one hand, I felt really grateful to be alive and that I didn't really have a right to complain. But on the other hand, I think I also felt quite embarrassed about it. Yeah. And like, how could my body have let me down again?
Yes. Yeah.
So I think, you know, the feelings at the time were quite complicated about it.
Yes, I think we hear on our helpline at Breast Cancer Now all the time that women particularly, I talk about women because they tend to be the ones that call us about the sort of the body image that they feel, the problems that they feel. But they said, again, they felt really guilty or they feel really guilty because they said, well, I haven't got cancer anymore. But of course, it's a constant reminder to you and other people. Of course, it's very visible.
Yeah.
And clothes, presumed, did it affect what you wore?
Yeah.
You know, how you moved even, you know, your mobility.
I think all those things. I mean, I'm suddenly very conscious that I'm not exactly a star icon sitting here. But I think that the first thing to I think the first thing to say is that, breast cancer, you can disguise it. But I think with lymphedema, particularly in my I think, you know, if you could imagine that you couldn't see this hand, I hope that it would just look as if I've got like a long sleeve black top on.
Yeah.
But I think with my right hand, it's harder to disguise.
Yeah.
And then when people ask me, I don't necessarily want to say that, you know, it's because I had breast cancer.
Yeah.
So I think it's that association. So that there was that aspect.
Yeah.
And I think that my swelling is, I'm fortunate that it's reduced significantly.
Right.
But in the early days, I couldn't have got a top like this on.
Mm-hmm.
I used to wear sort of kimono style jackets because mm-hmm. you could get the sleeve on quite easily over a t-shirt basically.
Yes. Yeah.
I found that really hard actually. I found it really hard that, you know, just I remember going to buy a coat and I couldn't get the sleeve over my arm.
You have to really think about what you're going to wear or what you're going to buy to wear. That must be really tough.
Yeah, so that was hard.
Yeah.
I think that as time's gone on, I feel that I do have good days. I feel like, you know, there's some days, I don't know that anybody watching this has seen Star Wars, but the character Rey, she sort of wears these kind of sleeves, or some of the American athletes that wear sleeves.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, they look quite stylish. And I find it quite incredible. Some of the young baristas that, you know, in London are like, oh, you know, you look really cool in that. And I'm like, really?
So
I think what that said to me is that to try and reframe it, and that maybe, you know, it's, you know, just partly how I feel about it and other people don't notice it as much as me.
Yeah. I mean, and you talked also about having to wait for to see a specialist. So, did you see a lymphedema therapist? And what sort of treatment did you have? Because you say it's obviously you've had treatment for it, so it's come down quite a bit.
Yeah.
I think if I was
to compare the two experiences, in this arm, I simply have a sleeve. It's what they call an off-the-shelf sleeve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that is something that if you go to the specialist, they can prescribe you.
Yeah.
And then I probably wouldn't have been seen.
Yeah.
I think with my right arm, because the swelling was in my fingers and my hand, it took a lot more intervention to reduce the swelling.
Yeah.
And it took a lot more time. So I had 3 weeks of what was called intensive bandaging.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my own experience with other people affected by lymphedema, I know that that's, or I understand that's not a standard treatment, but I think in my case, some of the lymph fluid was leaking through my fingers.
Right. Yeah.
So we worked quite hard to get it under control.
Yeah.
And then I think that once I'd kind of achieved some stability, I then had this garment made to measure. And I've continued to wear that.
Yeah.
And I think that with treatments now, there's a big emphasis on supporting people to manage the condition themselves. So I do MLD, which is essentially stroking mm-hmm. the arm.
Yeah.
I've got a massage ball that I use to stop the tissue going hard. And I do exercises every day to keep my... Sorry, I'm going to start doing them there.
Yeah, so what sort of exercises do you do? Do specific ones to
help
reduce
the
swelling.
Yeah. So, in fact, I think they're probably quite similar to some of the exercises that are given after surgery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, one of the things I find with my lymphedema is it really makes my shoulders ache.
Right.
So, I think these are exercises to strengthen the shoulders. Muscles, and they're a set of exercises really that you can also get from some of the support group pages, and there you can get YouTube videos of them and you can do them yourself at home.
Yeah.
So I do them in the morning and in the evening, and they're exercises that you can do sitting or standing.
Yes, because I mean there are things that you can do, and obviously some people are, you know, less mobile than yourself or less active, but certainly deep breathing, stretching exercises can really help, and if you're able to, swimming's also very good because of the buoyancy of the water. Acts as a compression, which you want to do to try and compress the swelling as well, so all those things will help. And you're trying to keep your weight to a, you know, if you can again to a an appropriate level that's good, right for you, I think that also really helps, because there's evidence to suggest that being overweight exacerbates the condition.
I think that's hard.
Very
because
hard, yeah.
You know, you mentioned that I'm a volunteer for the Someone Like Me service. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in terms of the peer support that I offer women, I think we often feel when we've just finished surgery and we're, you know, exhausted and we're trying to come to terms with...
Might be on hormone therapies.
Then I think it can be quite hard when you see that being overweight is a risk factor. So I think I was probably about half a stone heavier than I am now when I developed lymphedema myself. So I do feel that when I lost a bit of weight, that my lymphedema improved. But at the same time, I also, I find it difficult when I read that it's a risk factor and I think, well, actually, I wasn't overweight and yet I developed lymphedema.
Yes, that's right. Yes, so it, through nobody's fault, you know, you developed it. And I think there is that balance about not making people feel guilty, isn't there? Because you feel bad enough as it is, having a diagnosis, having this thing that's affecting you and your loved ones without... you know, reading that, actually, oh, now I've got to lose weight and, you know, to make me feel less guilty about what I might or not be doing. So, and you're talking about the Someone Like Me service, which obviously are really important to our, you know, charity. So just tell me a bit about how you became involved with that.
Yeah, so I'd used the Someone Like Me service myself when I was diagnosed with a recurrence. In fact, they weren't quite able to match me with somebody with my specific circumstances, and that's a really key part of the support, because obviously it's someone like me. So when I finished my treatment, you know, I felt that it was something that if I could do it myself, that I would really want to, you know, to offer to help other people. And so, you know, I speak to women not only affected by lymphedema, although I've spoken to a number of women with lymphedema, but also who've had a similar sort of treatment history to me. And we might get matched because we have a similar type of breast cancer or because of, you know, a particular issue that we have in common. And then it's a service that offers telephone support, peer support. So it's a really lovely way to give something back.
That's fantastic, and obviously, you know, eternally grateful to people like yourself who can do that, you know, and are willing to do it. So thank you so much for joining us tonight, Tamsin. It's really interesting, and thank you for sharing your really, you know, amazing story.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
And you know, we can obviously, you can look on our website for sort of tips about reducing the risk of lymphedema and about how to go about treating it. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Breast Cancer Now podcast. Make sure to subscribe to our channel on your preferred podcast service to hear our next episode. If you have any questions or concerns from listening today, you can find information on our research, services and campaigning on our website at breastcancernow.org.